Good morning, Father Gabriel Romanelli speak. I am the priest of the Catholic Church in Gaza Strip, Palestine. The situation in Gaza is very bad. Like you know, a situation start especially like a consequences of fighting, the round of fighting between Israel and others Palestinian groups. Began the evening of May 10th, following 10 months of violence in Jerusalem. There is a declaration of our patriarch very clear about the situation. Before the situation in Gaza, the events of Jerusalem with the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood are what gave occasion to this crisis. We are good, our parishioner also, but the situation is very hard and it's very bad because there are continuous bombing by night, by day.
And you have a small Catholic community, but obviously you serve a much wider Muslim community. And I know you have a community of sisters, the Rosary Sisters, and houses for the disabled. Is it a real concern that you can't keep them safe? How are they coping with this situation?
We are a very small community, 133 persons. All Christian in Gaza, we are 1,077. Among 2 million citizens, Muslim citizens, Palestinian. So our Catholic, Palestinian, Arabic community is very small, but it's very active. Thanks God, we have all groups from the oratorio, like a group for formation, spiritual and formation for the children and young with 170 members. We started 2 years ago. The school for altar boys, we have 23. It's a good number. And there is many Orthodox, Greek Orthodox participate in our groups, of course. We have the group of the ladies and another group for the men of the parish, the scout movement, and so on. We have a good relationship, a very strong relationship. In this day, they are in their houses, and unfortunately, they can't go to participate. For example, today is here the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. So we will celebrate, and in the same time, we made at 5 p.m. Christian time, we make the connection through Facebook. We made the contact also by phone, and we call one by one the families, the Catholic and other Christian families, and many Muslim families that we know, and we try to help them to strengthen our relationship and also to arrive the help of the church. First of all, the spiritual help. For this reason, for example, today I am in the parish and I was yesterday outside, and today I am in the parish and my vicar, the Father Youssef, is the Egyptian priest of our congregation of the Incarnate Word. I am religious of the Incarnate Word congregation. My vicar today is outside to visit the sisters, the Rosary Sisters, to visit some sick people. And we start to contact one by one and to know the needs, the spiritual needs. Like I told you, to visit the sick people, to bring them the Holy Eucharist, the possibility of confession of the unction, but also to show them our closeness for them. And also if there is the material needs, because for example, start to lack electricity. Until now, the people usually had 8 hours electricity by day. Now it starts to decrease these hours. So this bring other problems. So this is one of the things we try to make to help and to bring consolation for the population. First of all, our brothers and sisters, our parishioners, Latin and Orthodox, and also many, many Muslim families.
Obviously, your parishioners, I'm sure, are staying inside, trying to stay safe. Are you able to keep in contact with them, and do you know how they are?
So, yes, we keep the connection by families through the telephone, WhatsApp, Instagram, and in the same times, like I told you, we start to visit them. Yes, we know where they are, and we start to prepare if, in the case, the problem become worse, to receive in our parish the people that need, because until now there is not casualties between the Christians, but some houses of Christians lost their windows, their systems of electricity, their connection with other members of the families. And thanks God, the parish compound is a sure place to be. So we start to arrange that to receive in the case the people needs like a refuge.
And a final question. We all feel helpless watching on here in the UK. Is there anything at all that we can do, the Catholic community here in England and Wales?
Which kind of help we need, the people need? I think there is three things it is necessary to insist. First of all, the spiritual help, the prayer and sacrifices for this population and for all the population in the Holy Land, in Israel and Palestine, but particularly in Gaza Strip. There is a very hard situation from many years, like you know. And so to pray for them, to offer the sacrifices, and to ask to pray for them. The spiritual help arrive. Second, the existential or moral support. So to share the communications, to let the people know about the situation. With reality, it is necessary to be clear that it's not a good thing, a good situation, but it's necessary the people in the world understand the situation. And at the same time, to show the closeness from all this population until they feel that they are not abandoned. And third, the material help through, for example, the Latin Patriarchate, our diocese. If there are people can help, it is necessary to help because the need is real. It's not an imagination. It was real and was very hard need before these days. So after the destruction, we need and we will need the people will need also material help. I want to thanks the Conference of Bishops, the priests, the lay people in all your countries, all the countries, not only the USA and UK, and also our friends, the coordination, for example, bishops. We feel like the Catholic Church is with us, is the hand of the Lord, the Jesus the Lord, to console us, to comfort us, to give us force, power to continue to serve the Lord Jesus and the Holy Virgin Mary. So thank you very much, and God bless you always.
Father, thank you so much. Just to say, of course, you have the support of the Catholic community over here in England and Wales. Really, we want justice and peace in Gaza and the Holy Land, of course, and we'll definitely be keeping you in our prayers. And, it's such a concerning time. Hopefully, speak to you soon. Thank you so much, Father.